Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're getting reaction today to an explosive article in The Atlantic magazine. According to the editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, the president called American soldiers killed or injured in wars losers. He objected to including veterans who'd lost limbs in a military parade and disparaged the service of former President George H.W. Bush. Last night, President Trump denied the magazine's claims.
They made it up, and probably it's a couple of people that have been failures in the administration that I got rid of, and I couldn't get rid of them fast enough, but or it was just made up.
Let's bring in veteran Paul Rykoff. He founded a group called Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and he hosts the podcast Angry Americans. Paul, welcome. And what did you think when you saw the story in The Atlantic? Did it ring true to you?
It rang true, but it didn't surprise me. And I don't think it should surprise anybody at this point, because it's perfectly on character with who Trump is. This is a man who's attacked Gold Star parents before, and this may be an example where he just got caught saying the wrong thing and someone heard it. So I think part of this is Trump hitting a guardrail in our democracy, and behind the scenes, defense officials and military people pushing back, leaking stuff to the press, and trying to do what they can to make sure that voters are informed before they go to the polls in November.
Tell me more about that. I mean, I'm sure you have connections and insights with people who are currently in the military or who have recently left the military. What is his relationship like with the people who he commands?
It's terrible. I don't think that the military views him as a person with integrity or who upholds the values that we hold dear to military service or to our country. We've got now, you know, almost 4 years of his behavior that continues to endanger individuals and our country. His loyalty is in question. Recently, we had the issue where there was news that the Russians may be paying bounties to kill American troops. President Trump has still not condemned that story. He has still not said that people will be held accountable around the world if they put bounties on the heads of U.S. troops. So I think it's overflowing. A recent Military Times survey of active duty troops saw that Trump's support is falling. We see his support falling among Republican military and veteran voters. And I think this one really hurts him. And I think that's why you see the White House scrambling so frenetically right now to try to squash this story, because it's a real problem for them politically, and it's not going away.
Well, in fact, the administration's reaction has been very strong. And in the process of denying this story, they say that the president's done a lot for the military, including raising pay, reforming the VA. What about that? I mean, what has the president done for service members and for veterans? Does he have anything he can hang his hat on?
That is always in part true, right? I mean, he has supported military pay raises, but so has every president in modern times. He's made some progress on the VA, but when he says he fixed VA, that's about as true as saying he fixed Washington. It's a tagline. It's a throwaway line, and there's usually a true story beneath the headline that gets him a round of applause. And we've seen that what he's also doing is degrading the military in different ways. Of course, he's politicizing us in a way we've never seen before. But he's also, for example, taking money away from the Defense Department budget and sending it down to his wall. He's abandoned our Kurdish allies. He's destroyed our relationships with NATO. So these things are really deep-cutting policy problems that will resonate potentially for decades or even generations.
Look, I know you're not a media critic, but I want to ask you if it bothers you that the sources in this Atlantic story are anonymous and that, you know, potentially it could take away some of the power of this reporting, because critics might say, well, this is an election season. These are just people who are out to get the president. Do you buy that at all, considering the fact that the military is such an organization where you can't really speak out safely?
I'm a military critic, and I'm also happy to be a media critic. But it is a bit different when you're talking about the military. These are folks who can't be politicized, who have issues of national security at hand. If you think back to the case of Colonel Vindman, they saw what happens when you speak out on the record. If you testify before Congress, if you appear in uniform, you may not be protected. So I think that context is really important around this story in particular. If they went on the record, there's no doubt the president would be coming after them right now. And he's done it before. You know, he says he doesn't call folks losers, but we have tape of him calling John McCain a loser. Every time something like this happens, our enemies are celebrating. Putin loves this. Kim Jong-un loves this. They love to see a military that doesn't trust their commander in chief. And they love to see a president who continues to make America weaker. And I think that is maybe the most important part of this story that may get lost by the media.
Paul Rykoff, founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, also the host of the podcast Angry Americans. Paul, thanks for your time as usual.
My pleasure. If you're not angry, you're not paying attention, especially now.